time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and I'm here again. It's 1:15 and a half. And how are you all doing today? Yeah, the sun is coming and going, and that's good. I love the sun, and I know all of you do too. There's nothing that gives you more energy, if not only in your brain, than the sun. It's so great, because when it's dark and dreary, naturally, it's a real negative. Well, so what have I got for you today? Well, let me see. I've got a CRT coffee cup. We've given away dozens of those. And I have another coffee cup here. Let me see where it's from. Oh, it's from Jegs. I'm talking about that TV commercial for Jegs. They go, Jegs. Okay, then I have a Jegs T-shirt. Now, yesterday I gave away a Jegs shirt. And today I will give away another one. And this is the size. Let me see the size. Okay, let me flip the label down here and see if I can find the size so you'll all know. Okay, it says Gildan Heavy Duty Cotton. All right. Made in Nicaragua. Nicaragua. What's the name of that? It's not Nicaragua. Managua, Nicaragua. Yeah, remember that song? Managua, Nicaragua. Okay, I'm looking for the size here. It's, okay. Team number one in performance. Well, anyhow, it looks like it could accommodate someone with a little girth. That's G-I-R-T-H, okay. So, I have two McDonald's meals and a Penn Station sub. Whoa. Okay, and a whole bunch of questions. Some of these aren't very hard. All right, now, at 1:17 and a half, here on this, what day is it? The 22nd day of March. I got to change the date on the clock. Now, Scott put new batteries in the clock, but it says it's December 31st. But it also says 75 degrees, just perfect temperature in here. Remember, we used to talk about being at the mall, and I did programs at 48 degrees. Oh, miserable times. That's when we were at the Southland Mall. How many malls in this country are still going? One by one, they're dropping off. Now, the one that we've gone to several times over the years is the King of Prussia Mall north of Philadelphia. It's going gangbusters yet. Okay, now, let me see. A good question. Well, I asked it yesterday and never got an answer. In what city in Ohio will you find the statue of Custer? Remember Custer, who was killed at the Battle of Bighorn? And I think they were all killed there, or most all of them. But here Custer went through all the battles of the Civil War. I mean, Custer was in some of the most gruesome battles of the Civil War. And he got through that. And then who was the president that ordered him to go to the Battle of Bighorn? Well, he was pretty confident he could do in the Indians. And they were pretty confident they could do him in. And they did do him in. But there is a town in Ohio, not a big town, it's kind of a little crossroads town in Ohio, that has a statue of George Custer. Now, name that town. Okay? See, I tried to acquaint you with things in Ohio that might be interesting. Now, I don't know of anyone who would drive from Marion to this little town in eastern Ohio to look at the statue of George Custer riding his horse. I don't know if the statue was taken after him fighting at the Battle of Bighorn or not. Okay, so that's one question. What city in Ohio will you find the statue of George Custer? Now, it's not a big secret. You can look that up. All right, and here's another. In what county in Ohio will you find Ohio University? Ohio University is in what county in Ohio? Yes, our number is 740-383-9944. What county in Ohio? Oh, here's somebody. I bet this is an Ohio University graduate. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is it New Rumley, Ohio?
It's not New Rumley, but you're close enough. It's Rumley.
Rumley.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you're a winner today. Okay, so what would you like for a prize? I've got McDonald's, and I got Penn Station, and I got a Jags shirt, and I've got coffee cups.
I'll take the McDonald's.
Okay. You've got it. And what is your name?
Ryan.
Ryan? Okay. What's your last initial?
G.
Okay. All right, Ryan. And you know where we're at, and you can pick up your prize anytime you like.
Yes.
Well, it's between 9 and 3. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Ryan G. Okay, let me put the date down here. What is the date today? It's 3/22/19. Okay, got it. And he wanted a McDonald's, didn't he? Yes, okay. Well, let me write that in here. Mickey D. Okay. Boy, I can't get over. How have you noticed McDonald's is jam-packed every day? It's unbelievable. It's almost like they were giving away everything. Cars lined up all over the place waiting to give their order, besides the ones in McDonald's. And I'm talking about the McDonald's, on the east side near Route 23. It's just fantastic. It's nice to see that much business. And what's the other place that has almost as much, but they have people waiting bumper to bumper? Yes, it's Starbucks. Every time I go past Starbucks, they're lined up bumper to bumper. Now, if you remember yesterday, I was talking about miso soup and the Iron Chef has it. Somebody said the Iron Chef was closed. Wrong. It's not closed. Because after I got off the air yesterday, my wife Jean and I purposely drove to Iron Chef, and it was open. Yes. I don't know why somebody would have called and said it was closed. But, yeah, they're going full speed. And I've eaten there many times. And it's pretty clever the way these guys are trained to do their little acrobatics while you're sitting there waiting for your food to get done. All right. Yeah, let me see what else I've got here to tempt you with. Rumley, Ohio is where you would find the statue of George Custer, Rumley, Ohio. And it's a crossroads town in the eastern part of Ohio. Yes. Okay, now, can you tell me, what county in Ohio would you have to enter to find Ohio University? Ohio University is in what county? That's like the Ohio State University is in Franklin County. But where is Ohio University? What county? Now, that shouldn't be too hard. All right. Oh, here's another county question. Marietta. Have you ever been to Marietta? Me and my bicycling group ended in Marietta once. I can still remember that. I can still remember Rocky Rhodes. He was such a nice person, passed away at an early time of life. Rocky hauled a lot of us back with his trailer. Those that didn't have their own way of getting back, Rocky picked us up in Marietta. Yeah, and there's something in Marietta called Campus Martius. I have no idea what that means, but I always see that word associated with Marietta, Campus Martius. Okay, but what county in Ohio will you find the city of Marietta? I once met a couple of men from Marietta. I was at a trade show in Cleveland. They were the men that produce pasta in Marietta. They have a big pasta factory there, and I guess it's quite well known. Different colors of pasta, probably different flavors. Yes, okay. All right, now, what county in Ohio? Now, that should be easy. What county in Ohio will you find Ohio University? And I remember bicycling through Ohio University once. Boy, it's hilly. Yes, indeed. Okay, now, I've got another here. Okay. Oh, here. This is now. This might be one you have to do a little research. What is the northernmost airport in Ohio? The northernmost airport, I don't know how much of an airport is there, but I know there is a runway. And then it's the most northern part of Ohio that you would find an airport. Tell me, where is that? What is that location for the most... Oh, here we go. Good morning, caller. Good afternoon, rather.
Is it Athens County?
Yes, it is Athens County, Ohio. Yes, okay. Now, you want a prize today?
Sure.
Okay, what would you like? I have a McDonald's yet. I've got a Penn Station sub. I got a Jags t-shirt, and I got a couple of coffee cups.
I'll go ahead and do the McDonald's.
Okay, all right. Okay, and what is your name?
Brittany Cole.
Brittany Cole. Okay, Brittany. Okay. Let me write your name down here. Brittany Cole. All right. Brittany, what do you do for a living? Anything?
I work at the dialysis center.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's good. I go there not for dialysis, but about every 3 months. That's an interesting place.
Yes, it is.
And what a great thing that you do there.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Okay. Brittany, thank you. Okay. And, all right. She wins McDonald's. Okay. Yes, the dialysis center. You know, for years, I campaigned with a group of ladies to raise money to get a dialysis center in Marion. We had none at the time. People were driving to Columbus 3 times a week to get dialysis. And now look, we have what? At least a couple dialysis centers in Marion. And that's a sign of progress, believe me. Okay, and Brittany Cole works there. All right. Yeah, let me see what else is coming up here. Oh, by the way, since I'm on a salt-free diet now, like probably hundreds of others, and I ask what any of you do to spice up, I don't know, what kind of food do you eat now? But you can't eat salt. Now, what's the nicest salt substitute you can get? So my wife went to the store yesterday and came home with 5 bottles of Mrs. Dash. And each one was a little different. So I tasted all of them. Now, the one that said, I'm trying to remember now. But anyhow, it has, they dehydrate different vegetables. Like, everything you see in a supermarket in the vegetable department, you can take and dehydrate, make it into little pieces, and then put it in the bottle, and it's Mrs. Dave. But this one bottle had, what was it then? It had pepper in it. And boy, I tell you, that spices something up. And it's really interesting how the contents are being dehydrated. If a little piece stays in your mouth long enough, then it goes back to its original condition. as small as it is, of course. So this one, everything in the bottle is a little coarse, and so you know that it tastes better. There's all different varieties of Mrs. Dash's stuff, but like I say, that you can take any vegetable. And I was thinking, I have a hard time naming them all unless I brought the bottle with me. But they're all vegetables, too, that I'd like to have tried, but not knowing how to fix all these different vegetables. But they're all contained in Mrs. Dash's, I wish I could remember.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't from the show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. They want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in one or two days. And I said, we'll move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Bill Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here, and I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll. WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, I think it will, and I've got a rowboat full of questions here. Okay, and I ask you, in Ohio, where would you find the northernmost airport? In other words, if your destination was the last port airport in Ohio, distance going north, where would you find it? Where would it be? And it's right. You could throw a stone and hit a Canadian. Oh, is that clue enough? Where is the northernmost airport in Ohio? All right. Okay, what else do I have here? Oh, the county that composes Marietta, Ohio. What county is that? Now, I got Athens County is Ohio University. Yeah, here's another one. If there's any New Yorkers around, where is... what's the name of a lake in New York that if you walked up to it, you would see yourself? What's the name of that lake? If you walked up to it and looked into it,
as long as it wasn't, you know, wind blowing and too wavy. You could look into this lake and see yourself. What's the name of that lake? It's in the state of New York, in northern New York, up near Lake Placid. What's the name of that lake? Mm-hmm. That make you think and go to the maps, maybe. All right, and what else? Oh, here's a good one. How many of you are birders? Raise your... I don't see any out there that are birders. Now, you know what a birder is? That's a person that likes to look at birds and enjoys seeing the birds of spring arrive. Oh, the juncos will be gone soon. And we've had a good share of everything, though, this winter, including robins, of course, that come down from Canada and say, hey, it's a little warmer down here in Ohio than it is up there in Saskatchewan. But there are locations in Ohio that are so attractive to birders. Now, it's along Lake Erie. And even people in Marion, there are a lot of birders in Marion. And a lot of everything in Marion, too. If you look up the statistics for various things, it's kind of interesting. Well, getting off, a birder is a bird lover and a bird watcher that looks out his windows and makes note of birds arriving in the springtime. Now, there are some of you out there, I know. Okay, now, there are the serious birders. Now, the ones that have binoculars and a notepad that like to go up north along Lake Erie. There's one area that you would find about this time of the year. Birders galore. I mean, birders hip deep. And what area along Lake Erie is that? What's the name of the most popular area of Lake Erie for birders? And boy, I tell you, they go up there in the spring, and it's elbow room only. Everybody has their binoculars out and say, hey, look there. I see something. Oh, my goodness. And these are serious people. I mean, the serious birders go up to Lake Erie, to a certain area that is so popular, it's elbow room only. Name that area, and you'll be a winner today of either you want a Jags t-shirt, a 6-inch sub from Penn Station, or I've got, let me see, hi, what else do I have here? Oh, coffee cups, yes. Okay, are you Ryan G? Oh, no, okay, Scott's right through that door there. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, somebody here to pick up a prize. And and Scott will give their prize to them, of course. I have two coffee cups, one from CRT, one from Jegs. I got a T-shirt from Jegs, a Penn Station sub, and McDonald's meals. Now, I've given away two McDonald's already. Okay, so now I'll set them aside. That's all I got in McDonald's today. So I've got the Ryan, the Penn Station. I've got the Penn Station sub. Okay, and let me see. The name of that area along Lake Erie that is the birders' headquarters in the springtime. Because every migrating bird in the world, I think, passes through that particular spot on Lake Erie shore. Now, it's I think, west of Camp Perry. But all along there, people bumper to bumper in the springtime looking for those migrating birds. Now, I can remember one time we were out on, it was the first Sunday after Christmas, and all of a sudden, overhead comes this flock of birds. And we saw, they were, what was it, the red-headed, not normally seen around this area in that time of the year especially. But there they were, going overhead. Where they were going, I don't know.
I wish I could remember the name of them now, but it was a rarity. And things like that you can feel the energy course through your body. Oh, look at that. Rare. And that's what these people up along Lake Erie. Oh, my goodness. Ed Lux from Marion. Ed has spent a lot of time up there at this particular location. In fact, Ed likes that area so well, I think he's going to move his family up there. Yeah. Okay, so where do you go on Lake Erie to look for birds in the springtime? The migrating birds. All right, and let me see. Rumley, Ohio, Custer Monument. What city or what county would you find Marietta? Marietta's an old, old city. One of the nice cities along the Ohio River area. You know, there's a lot of space in between larger cities in southern Ohio along Lake Erie, because when the river floods, people suffer. But does that discourage anyone? No. They call themselves river rats. And as soon as the water goes down, they go back to their homes and try to repair them and set it out for another flood. It's amazing. But, it's kind of like yourself. Now, if you've been located in, say, Marion, in one particular end of town, what would it take for you to move to another end of town? And the same goes for the people along the Ohio River. What would make them move, even though it floods, and people will call them river rats, they stay right there. Now, I don't know if Marietta floods very bad or not. I've got on loan here, I've got a map of the Ohio River and the heights of the river, or the depth of the river, loaned to me by Ted Jolliffe. Okay. Now, let me see. What else can I ask you today? Name the owner of the Harding Hotel before it was destined to be remodeled into something else, or brought back the way it was. That took place a long time ago. And there was one man that owned the Harding Hotel. And I don't know who he sold it to, but the contractor, I tell you, worked himself to death and spent more money than Carter had little liver pills, trying to bring the hotel back to its original shape, because it had been left crumbling. Oh, my goodness. And it took a lot of work, but it took place. Now, a lot of ups and downs, though, between the start and the finish of that. I can remember a restaurant opening in the Harding Hotel a couple of times and failing. Now, is there a restaurant there now that is serving meals every day? I don't know. But I wanted to mention again the fact that I talked about the Iron Chef yesterday, and someone called and said, the Iron Chef is closed. It's not. It's going gangbusters. In fact, when I left here yesterday, we purposely drove past it, and it was full of people. So I don't know where that statement would have come from. Okay. And let's see. The northernmost airport in Ohio. Where would you go to find that? If you got in your plane at the Marion Municipal Airport today and made a flight plan for this particular airport, someone would probably say, what on earth would you be going there for? It's the northernmost airport in Ohio. Now, I am not sure if you landed there whether you would find anything but the runway, because I've never been there. I would like to fly up there sometime with someone. But where is that? What am I talking about? Okay, you people, are you scrambling through your Rand McNally? You know, you should have one on hand. Or an Ohio roadmap, because some of my questions can be found in the roadmap of Ohio. But you won't find the name of that lake. You can look at it and see your face in it. At least the title of the lake would indicate that. In Upper New York, up near Lake Placid, what's the name of that lake? All right. Okay, what else? Oh, there is a lot of talk, there still is, about the congressional districts and how they're divided up. And, of course, both political parties would like to have them divided up to their favor. But messing around with the congressional districts has a name. What is that name? And it's not necessarily a good name, but it's a name of trying to change the congressional districts to suit your party. And how is it done? And it has a title. What is it? And the first name of the title I'm looking for is the letter G. Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play.
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again, and I've got a lot of different questions today, and if I use all of them, well, I have to come up with another week's of questions next week. Now, here's one. Here's a local one. Name the former manager of the Southland Mall. Now, he was a manager for a long time of the Southland Mall. Can you name him? Mm-hmm. I always liked that young man. What was his name? The manager of the Southland Mall from years ago. Now, there have been a couple of managers since he left. Okay, now let me see what else I've got here. Okay, did you win a prize?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Ryan.
Yes, Ryan. You get a Mickey D's. Okay, there you are, Ryan. Oh, did she win? Yeah, this Brittany Cole?
Yep.
Yeah, she works as a dialysis. Yeah, okay, there you are.
My buddy got me listening to you.
Hey, all right, good deal. Okay, yeah. All right, there goes two winners for today already. All right. Brittany Cole and Ryan G. Good. Young people, all right. And you know, I really enjoy meeting and greeting young people. As I told you, I was in the hospital for a week or so and in a nursing home, and these young people that are working their hearts out 12 hours a day, that's right, 12 hours a day on their feet and running most of that time. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, if you want to make a living today, you've got to work. Now, some of these young ladies too told me that they work during the daytime, their husbands work overnight, and they have to do all this, you know, to stay above water. And that's the way it is. But I give them so much credit, and I wouldn't have been aware of that had I not been in Marion General Hospital or the Presidential Nursing Center to meet and greet with. And I met one lady, too, at Presidential. She had worked there so far for 25 years, a loyal worker. It's good to see, good to get out and meet these people. And there are people working in Marion that live not only in Marion, but all over the place. I mean, in Dublin and all around. It's really interesting, the people that drive to Marion. But then I met a couple. They were in the room with me, and they were natives of, well, they had been all over the United States. But they had moved to Marion from Connecticut. And they said, when we arrived in Marion, we had a hard time getting around. Your streets are different in Marion. And I said, yes, I know what you mean. Can you imagine coming in on, say, Route 95 and having to turn up that little tiny vine street? And here, you know, you just come off of a major street. Now, like I said yesterday, if I was in charge and if I had the money, I would widen Mount Vernon Avenue. And I can only imagine the protests that you would encounter if you mentioned you were going to widen Mount Vernon Avenue. But wouldn't it look beautiful, widened, and new sewer installations, and new trees, fresh, young trees? Oh, my. What an entrance to the city that would be to have Mount Vernon Avenue widened and new trees planted and those ugly, ugly trees taken out of there that have been trimmed to keep them away from the electric lines over the years. Oh, what a mess. Well, anyhow, that's my thoughts. It will never take place, obviously. And also, if I was in charge, I would make sure that the Center Street and Church Street would once again become two ways. But now everybody talks about it. You know, where can you go today and ask, would you like to see our downtown church and Center Streets two-way? I'm sure most people would say yes. But no one has ever taken the bull by the horns. Yes, I know, it would cost a lot of money, which apparently is not available. But I remember, too, it was shortly after Obama took office. They had that shovel-ready deal in Bucyrus, where they widened Sandusky Avenue and put in new sewers. And it, when it was all done, which it is now, it's a beautiful wide street with parking spaces that are regulated to, you can park it so, knowing that people do not back into parking places anymore, you know, parallel parking. And it's so easy up there because they leave a good space in between parking spaces. Now, I came from that town, and what's interesting to me, on Facebook, you go into, you know you're from Bucyrus, if, and I go into that, and people are complaining. They complain. I think there's not a city in the world that people aren't complaining something about. And I thought, how lucky you people are in Bucyrus to have a nice-looking downtown. My. Okay. Now let's move on here. I asked you about name the northernmost airport in Ohio. Where would you find it located? The northernmost airport in Ohio. Or what county would you find the city of Marietta? That's on the Ohio River. Yes. And I, oh, here we go. Just a second. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the northernmost airport, would that be on Kelly's Island?
No, it's north of that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right, yeah. Yeah, I know there's an airport on Kelly's. And there's one on Put-in Bay. Put-in Bay has a really nice airport with a control tower and everything. And apparently someday Marion will have a similar brand new administration building. Boy, that's going to be in a, well, before it's finished, probably a couple of years yet. But that will be nice. Because when industrialists or people looking for a place maybe to locate their industry or their business, they land at Marion, and what do they see? A crumbling administration building. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie. I'm calling about Marietta.
Yes. Oh, Marietta, yes.
Yeah, that's Washington County.
Yes, okay, you got it.
It's a very nice trip down there. I would suggest it to anybody.
That's right. Interstate 77 goes right down there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just it's so history-packed.
Oh,
yes. I've been down there several times, you know, on day trips.
Yes.
And we, my girlfriends and I went down there and spent the night at the, I think it was Lafayette Hotel.
Okay.
Right there on the, right in the heart of it.
Yes.
And saw the barges and all that. And but it really is a history-packed trip.
Oh, yeah, and it's so interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a place down there, Campus Martius.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. I'll have to look it up.
Sounds like wetland.
Yeah, it does. Okay, hey, how would you like a prize today?
Oh, I can't win yet, Charlie.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. Well, I'm glad to hear you talk about Marietta. That's good.
Okay, Charlie.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I remember, too, one time, for years, I made shingles at the Socom Festival at Caldwell, Ohio. And those days I will always remember. The people down there were so nice. And I kind of tutored the young children with all my antique tools that I used. In fact, one of the kids worked with me every day. And he had only one eye. He had fallen once and ran a blade of grass into his eye and became blind in one eye. And he helped me every day making shingles. In fact, he enjoyed it so much, he went out and as he got a little older, bought some equipment of his own to do the same thing. Now, that's what makes you feel good, whenever you can influence someone in a good way. Wow. But the people down there were so nice, and I remember one of the first times I went to Caldwell, I overshot the runway, you might say, or the exit, and ended up in Marietta. Which is only 7 or 10 miles down the road. Yep, Marietta. Bicycled there once, I can remember, and I associate so many things. I can remember my group of bicyclists. We had gone through Marion. We had started out at what used to be, where Kingston is now. We had started out there on a Friday, and we ended up on a Sunday morning in Marietta. But I can remember traveling down a highway. It wasn't on 77. It was on a highway that borders Interstate 77. And it was so beautiful. It was up on a hill. The whole and riding down there all the way to Marietta was the most enjoyable trip on a bicycle. And there was another town in Ohio that I enjoyed so much in the same way. It seemed like you were bicycling into outer space, and that was Route 36 that goes into Coshocton. Yes, I know a lot of you have been to Roscoe Village, haven't you? To the canal boat and the little village stores there in Roscoe on the old canal. Boy, and there's a nice restaurant there. I can remember that so well. 150, I have a lot of memories. I hope you do too. I hope all of you have done something that you can, or many things that you can recall. Because when you get my age, you need to recall. Because there's not that many recalling days left. But it is fun to just sit back and think of where you've been. And of course, then you think, well, I'll never be able to do that again. Okay, now let me see. Oh, here's one. I doubt if anyone will ever get this one. The first Protestant sermon west of the Alleghenies, that's in Ohio, the first Protestant sermon was given in a town in Ohio, and it's called the first town west of the Allegheny Mountains. And that was where the first Protestant sermon was given. I remember that town well because I had a flat tire on my bicycle there. But I didn't know that the first Protestant sermon was ever preached in that town. It's a town with a different name. It's kind of a funny name. Well, not really funny, but well, you'll see once I get the answer. And what town was that in Ohio where the first Protestant sermon was preached? I can't remember where I got that information. But I did. I got it. And now it's 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over on the Republican side, our Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio. He's running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I assume Kasich probably will win. He's the governor, but I also